How many love the Word of God tonight? Amen. God is so good. He always seems to outgive what He promises us, doesn't He? Does anyone else feel that way, that you receive way more than you give to God? Do you guys feel that way tonight? Amen. That's how I've been feeling lately. I feel like God has blessed me way beyond what I deserve. So I'm thankful tonight that He didn't stop with what I thought I deserved. Amen. First, I want to take an opportunity to let you know Pastor sends his love tonight. He is traveling, doing some odd and end jobs for his family back in Sullivan and surrounding areas. He's put a lot of miles around. I talked to him this afternoon. Looking forward to be back home. And he says, hopefully, I don't scare you guys away, and you will come back on Sunday. So you could text Pastor and say, I will be back on Sunday, and that would be great. He might like that. But how many of you were here on Sunday? Yeah. You know, Brother Chandler, Phil Chandler came and spoke a word. He spoke a word to this church, to our young people. He challenged us. And I want to make mention to this because I know Phil, he watches every service that we produce online. He'll come back and watch it while he's working, however that works. But Phil, I just want you to know I love you. I appreciate your word on Sunday. And when you listen to this, you can text me and tell me I did awesome. Thank you. Amen. But God is so good, and I'm thankful for the family that I have tonight. And just like I said, He's blessed me way beyond I deserve. My thought tonight, I want to just jump right in. It's time for us as a church to get plugged into the power that you have today. It's time to get plugged into the power that you possess. I'm going to kind of jump around in a couple different thoughts and then try to land the plane at the end. Amen. So we're going to jump into Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and he will sup with, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Isn't that awesome? What a promise we have from a God that cares enough about you to come to this earth, to die on a cross for your sins, that you may be saved and live with him forevermore. Amen. It says, I stand at the door. So he is always standing, knocking at this door for you as a person of a Christian, as a person in the church. He's knocking at your door. He's waiting for you to hear his voice. It says, if any man hear my voice. So there's a part to that that who wants to hear God's voice? Who wants to be sensitive to the voice of God? Why do you want to be sensitive to the voice of God? Because he's here knocking. So in every situation you're going through, he's knocking at your door. Are you listening for the voice that God has directed your way, saying, you know, come, rest, let me sup with you, let me communicate with you, let me reach you down deep in your soul and your heart, that nothing that you have in this world can take away the pain that you're feeling, the misery that you feel. How many people deal with feelings in the house today? How many people have good or bad feelings? We all do. We all have let somebody down in our life. We've been let down in our own lives. We are not perfect. If you are, I apologize for you believing that you're perfect tonight. Amen? They will come back, Pastor, I promise. But this is Jesus speaking directly to us. Amen? You guys believe that for a church? He's challenging us to get plugged into his voice. He's challenging us to get plugged into the way spiritual things work. And then he will come to you. And do we have any witnesses in the house today of the power that God has, that he can speak directly to your need, no matter what it is? But he speaks directly to the need. And your mama can't help you sometimes. Your wife cannot help you sometimes. Your husband can't help you sometimes. Even your pastor, who is led by God for you, cannot help you sometimes. But just that instant with God wipes away all that misery and feeling, amen, that you don't know what to do with. Do you believe that today? And Jesus points us in that direction, but he's also saying it's time for you to listen, time for you to get it plugged into my word. His point is that he's knocking. If I was thinking this afternoon when I was praying that sometimes he's knocking, or says, I knock at the door. So he's knocking at the door. What am I doing that I can't take a moment out of my day to just say God first, amen? Instead of, Brother Terry last week had mentioned, instead of going to the internet first, right? Go to God first. What a thought that is, amen? Why can I not go to God when he's knocking, wanting to speak to me? You know, I want to get plugged into his voice through prayer, fasting. Hearing the word of God is important. Knowing the word of God. We are experts in theology nowadays. There's many degrees you can have. You can study online even. You can go to any four-year college. You can get your doctorate degrees in theology studies. And that won't make you closer to heaven than someone that just barely made it through middle school, amen? Can I get an amen on that? We need to believe that today. You know, I remember a time in my life when, I'll say it, we went to a beach growing up. My family, we all went to the beach. My aunt and uncle live in Gulf Shores, Alabama. So it was a tough life for us growing up when we got a vacation down there for pretty much free. But we would go to the beach and in the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful, white sand. The beach is beautiful. The water rolls in. That's actually where I got married. So it's a very special place to me. But as a child, I remember we would challenge each other. Do we have siblings in the house? You know, you are so competitive as children. And I had two brothers and a younger sister. But between all of us, we're all like, you can't do this. I bet you can't do that. I bet you can't do that. Well, we had dared our sister, our lovely sister at the time, she was much younger than us, but we had dared her to ride this small inflatable boat. We're like, oh, we'll just pass you around right here in the front of the water. It'll be so much fun. Well, let me say this, as a child, you want to have fun. There was no ill will. We didn't expect this all to go down the way it did. But I remember that this boat kept drifting farther and farther and farther away from us. And there was a moment I looked at my brother. I said, do you think we should go get her? And he goes, I can't swim that far. So we're like, oh, okay. So we dared our sister on this boat. And my mom and dad, I don't know, they were hiding under the tent so they wouldn't get all sunburned. And my sister, there's a barrier where they have blocked off. They don't want you going past the sandbar because it gets really crazy over there. Well, she was like touching that barrier. She floated out there. It was probably 100 feet or more from the beach. And we just sat there, sitting there, trying to figure out how we're going to get her back. I was like, whoa, how are we going to get her back? She just drifted and drifted and drifted. But then we... Thank goodness there's lifeguards around, and they jumped on their jet ski, got it in the water, ran and picked her up and pulled her back in. I'll give you, she's only 7 or 8 years old at this time. So as you could imagine, tears coming down her face, but she was having a lot of fun as well. So we never really understood what we were doing. You can tell her that. She probably remembers to this day the excitement she had that day, man. So we did not realize as kids, the farther and farther and farther she got out, how hard it was for us to get her back in. We did not realize that at 10, 11 years old or 12 years old, that she was drifting slowly farther away from us to a point where we could not get her back. Does that sound like a spiritual thing too? Could I relate that to a spiritual way? Sometimes that we just seem like we're just moving along and things aren't going the way we want, but we forget the power that we have through prayer. When we don't understand that we need to plug back into God, we kind of just drift farther and farther and farther away. And before you know it, you need help. Can I get an amen to that? You need help sometimes that just... Your family's not going to be able to save you. You need that lifeline, that lifeguard, the support system that they have and able to reach out and bring her back to the beach. And I'll tell you what, that was actually a good story to tell because we didn't get punished for it because my parents didn't know what was going on. So we got away with something one time in our life. I might just told on, I hope I'm too old to get spankings now, but when you realize, let's get back to when you realize that you keep drifting away and that God can save you and reach out for you, and that's when you're connecting back to the power of God. We all make mistakes in life. It's your life is not a story that just ends. Your life is an ongoing thing. So you make mistakes, but you get back up. And that's part of the grace of God. Amen. The ability to plug into the power of God allows us to have grace and mercy. As Christians, we need mercy. Amen. But I will report today, she is alive and well. Amen. My sister is alive. She made it through that trial, drifting all the way out in the waters, and the lifeguard getting her with the jet ski, you know, and lots of family fun stories between us children, because my parents had no idea what happened. There was a moment where she could have jumped out of that boat and been able to walk right back to the where we were on the beach. She could have walked right back to us, but it's just the part of the unknown that scares us sometimes. In spiritual way, we could get back to the altar and everything will be fine. You know, it just sometimes we just talk ourselves out of it. And then that's when we need that lifeline, amen? Plug back into the power of God. And like I said, we had no thoughts of anything terrible happening that day. But we were changed pretty quick on that, amen? Amen. So I'm thankful for God's mercy and God's grace. Much like our spiritual walk, we can either go towards God or you can slowly drift away from God. Amen. Are we wanting to move closer to God or we want to move farther away? That's my question for you tonight. Do you want to plug into the power that God has? Are you going to be unexpectedly drifting behind and farther behind and get to a point where you have to look at yourself in the mirror one day and say, man, where did I go wrong? What happened to me that I became this person that I said I would not ever become? Whatever happened to my morals? My morals slowly slip away. As Christians, we want to be the best person we can be. And sometimes you want to live a holy life on the outside, but on the inside, you're all messed up. You're drifting far away. That inner man inside isn't plugged into the power of God. So, but on the outside, we look just fine. And that's when God says, I'm throwing this lifeline to you right now. You know, I'm coming to reach you and bring you back to the shore, to the safety, to the power of God. Amen. Amen. We want to move towards God. And there's some people in this life that say, I just can't do it. I can't give up the luxuries of this world. I can't give up this or that, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to stop smoking. I want to party all night long. I don't want to stop the drugs. I don't want to stop the alcohol. But even more than that, they can say, it could be something small. It's just, I don't want to go to church. My son has got to a point now in his life, he said, I don't want to sit through church. That's when he loses all rights to any movies, any video games. I told him that church is a place that you need to fall in love with, Griffin. That's what church is. You need to fall in love because you can experience God. The powers at church, amen, that lifelines at church that you need, you can plug back into the power of God. And we've been really talking to Griffin about the Holy Ghost. I was 5 years old when I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And my understanding, I still remember the moment I received the Holy Ghost. And I'm expecting my kid to receive the Holy Ghost at 5, and he is currently 5. So we're up here working on him and letting him try to feel God and experience that power, that lifeline. But I want him to move towards God because, like I said, you could easily drift away. And those little comments and things you say, they hold a big a big thing in your mind when you think about church. You want to be positive. You don't want to think negative because the enemy can come in, take that thought and blow it up, and then you become drifting farther and farther out to sea, amen? And that lifeline is there, but you have to reach for it. You have to make an effort to move towards God, amen? Martin Luther King Jr. had a quote. He said, if you cannot fly, run. If you cannot run, walk. If you cannot walk, crawl. But the most important thing is keep moving forward. And I was really hit right between the eyes with that. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you had a rough night. Kids didn't go to sleep as quickly as you wanted. Something woke you up in the middle of the night. Something happened. And it's hard to get up and do prayer sometimes in the morning. Can I get an amen? Or am I the only one talking to myself? And that's okay. But what great advice from, if you can't do the best you can, if you can't fly, just crawl if you have to. Do the small steps of things to get to that plug-in power of God, amen? To get back to that throne of the power, the presence of God, we need whatever it takes. That's what we have to think of in this world that we live in, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, because ultimately, what is your end goal? It's heaven. It's to see Jesus. Do you want to see the one who died for you? Don't give in to the enemy and all his lies. Amen. The power that God has is way, way better than the lies that the devil has. I tell you that. God is more power. Does anyone believe that today? Say more power. God stated that he knocks at our door, but he waits for us. And we are quick to leave him hanging. We're quick to leave him alone. We don't wait for God. Sometimes it might take him a second, but he's there, amen? That's the power, God, we need to plug into to know the right timing when our prayer is sufficient, amen? Amen. Let's read Paul's prayer to the church in Ephesians. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory and to be strengthened with the might of his power and spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwelleth in your hearts by faith, and ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with the fullness. You want to be filled with the fullness of God? Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. That's Paul's prayer for the church. Amen. And he points out several different things in this prayer, but it's a prayer of praise and submission and blessings. And at the end, he promises that the church would have the fullness. Think about that. You could wrap your minds around the fullness of what God is. I pray today that I want the fullness. I appreciate Brother Justin sharing his burden with several people in the church. They lead us in prayer on Wednesday nights, but also on Sunday mornings. They're here bright and early, and they pray. And you can feel that prayer. It's just breaking the surface because there's a fullness that comes with that prayer. There's something that breaks in the spiritual realm. Amen. Someone say amen. There's blessings that are hanging over the church, even tonight, that God has in store for you. I want to plug into that. I don't want to just be a bystander in this. But he said exceedingly above anything and abundantly above anything we ask or think. Does anyone else's mind think big things? I think big things. And it's not about the biggest church in town. We shouldn't care as a church about the biggest building in town belongs to Community Life Center. We should have it, but that shouldn't be our main focus. We need to have souls, amen. I appreciate my pastor very much in the aspect of he loves souls. That's where it's at. He was taught when he first got into church that souls matter more. Amen. It's not about preaching a youth congress. It's not about preaching a general conference. It's not about having the biggest church in town. It's about souls, reaching the souls, the power source that God provides for this church. Come on, people. Prayer. We need to plug into that power. The power of prayer is so big. If I came up here today with a lamp, had a light bulb in it and set it right here, I forgot my lamp. I apologize. If I was just to turn the switch on, would it come on? It would not come on. If I said, power, get inside that light bulb, it's not going to come on either. What do I have to do to get a lamp to turn on? I have to plug it in. Is that correct? I have to plug in a lamp to a power source that I know is going to work. I'm no electrician. I messed around with a couple power wires in my past, changing lights. I'll tell you a really funny one I had. My dad was watching me. He cracks up, I'm sure, every time he sees me do something silly. We're at church camp, and we have a cabin down there. And someone before me came in and just messed up the whole electrical system. It wasn't my dad. It was one of my uncles that came in and just made it work. Okay, we'll just go with that. I turn off all the breakers, and they're still electric on. And I got shocked pretty good. I'm changing the light in there. I'm like, woo, what is going on in here? It's fire. Well, next thing I know, I caught metal on fire. I don't know how it even happened. That's how much I know about electricity. I know electricity is hot. Has anyone been there before? Am I the only one that had accidents with electricity? Come on. All I know is that power source was still on. And I felt it in my hands, and my dad just starts chuckling at me. I was like, it's all right, I feel good, Dad, it's okay. We don't need to go to the emergency room. I just threw open the trash can, we're okay. That's how I felt. But in order for that light to come on, there has to be power, amen? I know there's a couple different wires and electrical sockets, and those wires all serve a purpose. Amen. If they're on the wrong connectivity path, it's not going to work right. You got to negative it out, ground it out, and positive. You got to make sure they're all connected correctly or something blows the circuit. The electricity stops working. Amen. Same thing with our spiritual life. If you're not connected directly into God and plugged into God, that power is just not working. Something's breaking that circuit up. Come on, church. This is for real right now. I'm trying to save you from getting shocked because it does not feel good. Sometimes you got to do that work yourself and it just doesn't feel good. But that power source, when it works right, you could just plug it in. You could pop your popcorn in 2 minutes. Don't go any longer than 2 minutes in the microwave, amen? Yeah, that's right. You've burnt popcorn before. That's not pretty. So 2 minutes in the microwave, you have popcorn. And my kids love it. That's their favorite thing. But like I said, I'm not an electrician, and I've been shocked before, so I can't tell you what the right way to do things is, but I can tell you that there's power. When there's power, you feel it, and you know the power source is real. It's ample, and you understand electricity works perfectly when it's connected perfectly. Amen? I understand there was a pretty bad storm here. Actually, on Monday night, there was a confirmed tornado drop down just right here. Feet away from our property. Isn't that crazy? Wow. But there's power. There's power. I believe God had his hand on our building. When the city employees are working right here beside our church, cleaning up trees and brush, and then we have nothing here. That's amazing. But like I said, the one thing I know for sure that I can promise you, if we do not plug into the power of God, the enemy is able to deceive you. The enemy is able to come in and steal something from you. We have to know where our power comes. Where does our power come from? We have to comprehend this exact thought. Where does our power come from? It comes from Jesus. Do you know how to get power? You pray, is that right? You pray for direction. Amen. Because God will grant you according to what you want. Is that what it says? According to what you want, God's going to bless you. He says he blesses you exceedingly and abundantly above what we could ask or think. Amen. That to me says my thinking is too small. The indwelling presence of God is a sheer and utter gift to us. It's not a reward for something that you did. In school, school time started back up. A lot of the parents are happy about that, I'm sure. And they're getting stickers for doing such great activities, and they get blessings, and they get certificates. Crazy. You get medals, certificates, pins, letters on your letterman jacket. You get all the credentials for doing something positive because you did something to get a reward. God doesn't work like that. He's not going to give you a reward because you've earned something. God is already saying, here, it's right here. I'm knocking at your door. It's right here. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come meet me. Amen. Plug into the power that I have for you. So my question to you is, why not plug into him? What's stopping you tonight from plugging into God when you have, if we could close our eyes real quick. If you have a bill due tomorrow, raise your hand. And you're kind of wondering, what's going to happen? How am I going to pay that bill? You put your hand down. What's stopping you tonight? You can open your eyes. What's stopping you tonight from saying, God, I need your help paying this bill tomorrow, Jesus. I need your help. What's stopping you from plugging into power? Do you believe that God's able to do that? In your mind, do you think God can help you get the money to pay your bill tomorrow? Because let me encourage you that he can. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've gone through it. I've seen it. I've felt it. The power that God has is exceedingly and abundantly above what I think in my head. God chose to live among us. He chose to live a life, a perfect life. He was a perfect Savior, a perfect sacrifice. When he came down to the earth, he lived a perfect life. That's a testimony in itself. Then he chose to go even farther, and so he died for us. Then he chose to let his glory live in us. He chose to fill us with his presence, amen? That's the grace. That's just the clean grace of God. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. That shows and proves. When you do something, you can say anything you want, but when you actually follow through and do it for no reward, that proves something, amen? And God proved that his grace was perfect. God proved that his love is perfect for you, that there's unimaginable possibilities in your life. God proved that he can turn the water into wine. He can make things happen, amen? God proved that there's miracles that are able to be given to you. There's a life-giving hope that God wanted to promise you, but through power, you can have that life-giving hope. You can have the possibilities that seem endless, amen? The sheer grace and mercy of God. Paul wrote this prayer in Ephesians 3 for the church, for each and every one of us, amen? If we put ourselves and pray this prayer, I challenge you, if you're able to, you want to pray a Bible prayer in your prayer. I challenge you to pray Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. Pray it for a month and see what happens, amen? See if God doesn't open up things in your life that you did not expect that he would open up. I've seen some crazy things happen in my life. I've seen hands that were just totally bent up. I remember a general conference one year. I believe it was, I don't know if it was Atlanta or if it was Milwaukee or Detroit. It might have been Detroit, actually. Whatever one it was, and I was there. I remember we were way up high. We were unable to get a seat closer to what the action was. And if you're in one of those arenas, the seating is almost straight down like this. I remember my mom probably remembers she was like passing out. Oh, I can't see. Oh, we were making fun of her. But in our making fun of mom, I looked over and there was a group of people jumping and dancing and shouting and praying and around this one man that was in a wheelchair. And I watched this man. I was probably 14 or 15 years old. He had his arms and hands and legs. He could not walk. He was in the handicap section. He stood up when they were praying for him. He raised an arm when they were praying for him. He straightened his legs out when they were praying for him. His hands went straight when they were praying for him. This man was healed that night right in front of me. And that's the power. They understood that there's a exceedingly and abundantly above we could ask or think kind of God in that service. And that's the power that I saw that night was unreal. And as a teenager, I remember saying, God, I want to see more of that. I want to understand what that's all about. Right, church? Do you want to see that? And I would not wish that on anyone, but what a testimony that would be if God would heal someone of the palsy, when God would heal something of the, I think he had a muscular dystrophy that he had. He was in the chair, but he was able to walk out of there, and he had an electric wheelchair going in there. That's the power, God, I'm talking about tonight. Plug into the power, God, that's above everything we could ask or think. That grace that's sufficient for you, amen. Don't let your boat go drifting out in the sea. Don't let your boat go across the waves and forget that God is there for you, amen. We don't want to go any part of this life not knowing that God doesn't have your back. Do you know tonight that God has your back? Amen. Our men's breakfast, we had several different things brought forth, but I felt like ending our men's breakfast. Any of our guys got their little blue things in their pockets tonight? Brenna stole mine, so I had to go get another one. Brother Damon right here. Just give me one of them, bro. All right, these are little blue jewels. According to my son, this little blue thing is worth $100 million gazillion. Wow. Okay? So that was what I said, Sister Julie. I said, to you guys, this is just a blue glass bulb, right? To my son, this is worth $100 million gazillion. This is how God sees you through the eyes of my son. Amen. I wanted every guy to take one of these and experience that I'm something. You know, when you're going through something hard, remember God says, through the power of my grace, through the power of my spirit, you plug into the power, you become something in my eyes, amen? You're more than what the world says you are. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Does anyone believe that's not? You're more than the world says you are. Come on. Yes, hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen.
Jesus.
And Paul has given us a blueprint on how we can live in fullness of God and in the fullness as a church of God, the power of prayer that is offered up, that we submit ourselves. And in this generation, it's not a generation where they're taught to be submissive. It's not a generation where we're taught, I can almost say that I'm on the last part of this generation. I was the generation before, maybe even. Wow, that's the first time me saying that. I feel really old up here tonight. So I can imagine how old my 71-year-old mom feels tonight. Amen. That's right. But this generation, they just don't understand that there's power. When you plug into the power of what God has, He can take away all that. You don't have to live in drama. I watched my niece go through some things and with her classmates, and it just really brought her down. When God plugs into you, don't listen to what people say to you, because their words are minimal. Their words are nothing. Their words are nothing. If you need one of these blue jewels to carry around with you that are worth $100 gazillion million, let me know. I got more of those. If you don't believe that, you could carry with you and say, I'm worth something. I know I'm worth more than you think I'm worth. Amen. But this generation, they want to make each other feel bad because they don't want anyone to be better than them. Come on, somebody. And we're not made to be better. We're made to be like Jesus. Amen. We're made to be like him, to give God praise. But if we stay away from the power, that's when the devil comes in and says, ha ha, this is easy peasy. I can do this. They're drifting out in the sea. Just keep drifting, my child. Just keep drifting. Just keep drifting. And then they start whispering to you that no one cares, that no one wants to do anything. Brother Phil Chandler hit it right on the head. How terrible is it that suicide has jumped up over 75% in the last 10 years? That's terrible numbers, guys. Terrible numbers. But it's because our teens are so stepped on, and our teens are going through this. They don't even know what they are anymore. I don't even want to get into it. It just makes me furious inside. But God wants you to plug into the power that he has. Amen. When you become submitted, you submit yourself to God and his authority and his power. If you pray every morning, every night, every afternoon, whenever you pray, God's going to be there knocking on that door for you. Do you believe that tonight? He said, I'm going to be knocking on that door. He's knocking on that door for you. Signs, miracles, and wonders, even tonight, could happen. We're made strong in the Lord. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. And my last thought tonight would be this. How many have a testimony? You know, God can share your testimony. Yes. When God opens a door, you share that testimony. Yes. You believe in yourself and give God the praise, because that person needs to hear what you have gone through. In this world, I've come to realize that not all people get to know the before you. They know where you're at now. They see the after. They see the God after. Amen. I remember growing up and my dad had backslid. But many of you guys don't know my dad's story. My dad had gone through a hard life. He lived in Gary, Indiana. Lovely town, if you've not been there. Great place to raise a family, they say. I'm just kidding. But ultimately, he didn't grow up the way that you would think an apostolic person would grow up. Let's just say that. Lots of fights. Thanks for teaching us that, Dad. We're growing up, we were taught to defend ourselves. We grew up in Gary as well for most of my childhood. But if you would know the stories that my dad has seen and done and gone through, because you guys don't see that, because you see the after. You don't know the before. But he had also, when they got married, he was gung-ho about church. And my dad's a really great singer. He could sing a real high tenor part. I've been begging him to let me sing with him, but he's afraid to sing. So maybe your encouragements would help him sing with me sometime. I mean, Michael Jackson is from Gary, so he sounds about like that. So if he would ever sing with me, you guys could hear that. But like I said, you don't see the before him, you see the after him. And then, long story, several years went by, blah, blah, blah. They had me, best day of their life. You know, my dad became a workaholic. He had to work to support his family. Amen. His family had blown up, and he was supporting everybody, making the money. That's how the world wants us to go through. And you slowly drift away. You slowly drift away, get to the point that God just, you don't know what happened. And when I was growing up, that was where my dad was at. He was drifted so far, but he still, like, he would correct us. He would give us whippings and quote the Bible. I've told you that before. He would quote the Bible before he gave us a spanking. You know, come on. God never runs away from his people, amen. God never runs away from them. But you can't outrun God either, amen. You can't get to the point where you're too far away from him to reach out, get on his jet ski, and bring you right back to the shore. The devil wants you to think that you can get too far away, but you can't. That power of God is stronger than anything you can think. That life-giving hope that he offers is stronger than anything that we could possess in our minds that we think should happen that way. His grace, sufficient grace and mercy. The possibilities are just endless of how he can love you. And I remember the night at Brother Straub's church when my dad came back to the Lord. He was at church. We were excited. I think he came for one of our events even. I was in the bathroom, and one of the preachers had come running into the bathroom looking for him and said, "Your dad's getting the Holy Ghost." And I was so excited that my dad prayed back through. But like I said, you don't see the before him. You didn't know that he was smoking several packs of cigarettes a day. You didn't know the words he would say. You didn't know all that stuff he was going through. But it didn't matter. Because at that moment, that power plug just plugged right back in, and God said, "It's all me now. I take control right now," because the power that my dad found was stronger than the sin that he was living in, amen? And my dad could contest to you tonight that it wasn't easy. He gave up smoking that night on the altar, amen? Amen. I'm thankful for that. But like I said, a lot of people don't get to see the before you. So you get a chance to share it. Share it. Share it. Because when they see the after you, they know that God was in it. Amen. So we have power that we need to plug into tonight. We could stand across this auditorium today. Wow, what a presence of God I feel in the house. All afternoon, I could just feel that God wanted to do something today. Left over from Sunday, I was kind of on a high all week, and I was saying, "God, you know better than I know what's going to happen, who's going to be here tonight. But certainly, there's a need in the house today. Certainly, someone needs a Holy Ghost today. Certainly, someone needs to feel the power of God like they never felt today." Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's close our eyes and lift our hands and pray right now. Jesus, we come before you tonight, God. We want to feel the power, God, the fullness of God tonight, Jesus. God, we reach for you today, God. We ask you, Lord, to be in the house, God. Move in this place. Minister right now, God. Jesus, we know that you are able to do anything, God. Greater than we can think tonight, Jesus. We ask you right now, God, to move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we need you. We need you. We need you. Don't let the enemy steal you. Don't let the enemy steal it. Hallelujah. We need you, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God, we want to plug into the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. And for you to be strengthened by the might and spirit of the inner man, that God will lift it up today is what our prayer is. God, grow our inner man today, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We need a word from you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's reach out to him one more time, church. He's working in this place right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, there's power tonight, God. There's power, Lord. over the enemy, God. Jesus, we pray, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap of praise in this house tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to plug in. Amen. That's exactly what's been going on around here. Amen. I believe Pastor's words when he's talking about momentum. Amen. I believe there's a few folks around here that are plugging in. Amen. They're unplugging from the world and they're plugging in to God's world. They're unplugging from carnality and they're plugging into spirituality. Amen. Amen. Just to echo Brother Clint's words just for a moment. There is a necessity to plug in to the will of God. There's a necessity to plug into the Spirit of God. Because if you can get connected to the power source, the potential there is unreal. Because it's not 110 volts or 220 volts. There's exponential power. Amen, that is untapped, that is will never fade, it will never weaken, it will never consume. I mean, this is an eternal power, and if we can plug into it as a church here in Warsaw, amen, I believe God can do great things if we can plug into the power. Amen, tremendous word of God, tremendous word of God. Amen, just to echo his words also, you were right, there was an F1 tornado here on Monday night. But we were in Bible study teaching about baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. And we got Lois hooked up with a church in Lafayette. I mean, it's going to plug her in with a couple of ladies. And she's already committed to go to see Brother Rodriguez. Amen. From waffles to one in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And that tornado did roll through about right in the middle of Bible study. That tornado rolled through, and it came all the way from the west into town. It rolled right down across Center Lake, right by the house where we were at. It come right down Arthur Street and took out trees, 12 or 13 trees to the west of us. Come right across the middle of the cemetery, took out 6 or 8 trees there. It hopped up over this church and sat down right there. So you're right, it did set down over there, but it picked up from this side and came across. I mean, God has been good to us. Man, I believe God has divine providence for Community Life Center in 2018. Amen, the year is not over. We may be looking through the end of the 8th month, but there's still quite a few left. And I must believe, amen, that if we'll put ourselves out there and plug into the Spirit, that God will do something special to cap our year. Amen? Amen. Amen. Would you lift your hands one more time? Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you, God, for your power. God, we want to plug into you tonight, God. God, we want to plug into you the rest of this week. God, the rest of this month. God, the rest of this year. God, we know that you're capable. God, give us into the right source, God, and put us in the right direction. God, and open the doors. God, open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. God, that there may not be room enough to contain it. Amen. Shaken, God, pressed down, shaken together, and running over for the end of 18. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen.